This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, March 22nd, and today's pod is the best one yet.
I think it's officially spring, isn't it?
It's also 10 months until my next birthday, but who's counting, Jack? Thanks for pointing that out. You can send my gift in the mail.
Happy 1/6 of a birthday, Nick.
Story. What do we got, Jack?
The fastest growing apparel brand right now is not Nike, Adidas, or Lululemon.
It is Hoka. Hoka has become the Rudy of athletic stocks. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
For our second story, Netflix just hit a major milestone. They have 1 million subscribers for their ad-supported plan.
Yetis, Netflix is succeeding because they built an on-ramp.
And our third and final story is Dole.
Dole.
Dole is a global giant fresh food company that just can't seem to make any profits.
Because you can't squeeze profits out of identical pineapples.
And if you eat too much pineapples, it'll destroy your tongue.
And if you destroy your tongue, then the pineapples win.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix of business stories.
All right, we woke up today, no idea what stories we're going to cover. I love this mix of stories, Jack.
I mentioned it was the official start of spring, but it's not really spring until three things happen.
First, Yetis, you must eat a Peeps marshmallow.
Second, Yetis, you must spill ketchup on your skirt at a ball game.
And third, you must see the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C.
Those beautiful cherry blossoms by the water.
Lovely.
Nick, I'm looking at my watch. It's cherry blossom season, baby.
Forget wedding season. It's cherry blossom season.
The next 3 days are peak cherry blossom season in our nation's capital.
So, Jack, what was the report we just got from the National Park Service?
Starting today, those beautiful trees blossom puffy cherry florets that we can all gaze on.
Yeah, we are popping pink puffs of cherries that are turning slamming salmon just like your sweater today.
But there's an interesting history that we found really fascinating about those cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C.
Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. Cherry trees aren't actually from D.C.
And those trees, they're special ornamental cherry trees, not native to anywhere in the United States.
Turns out our buddy George Washington, he didn't even chop down a cherry tree.
These cherry trees, those special famous cherry trees, they were actually a gift from Japan.
The Sakura cherry trees. They were wrapped up with a bow shipped all the way from Tokyo.
That's right. The United States got a present from Japan in 1912.
A gift of friendship from across the Pacific.
A bunch of beautiful trees.
Well, those cherry trees, they're one of our greatest national gifts that honestly we've ever received.
Yeah. Top of the list is the Statue of Liberty from France.
Yeah. And then England, they gave us the president's desk in the Oval Office.
Oh, and then China, they gave the National Zoo their first live panda bears ever.
Jack, I don't want to be too greedy here, but Argentina, your turn.
Yeah, Did that World Cup winning soccer ball get lost in the mail, Argentina?
Non buenos, Buenos Aires, non buenos.
Yetis, if you are in D.C. right now, take a run on the lovely Potomac River.
And ask those beautiful cherry blossoms, HYHTBOR.
If you know, you know. Let's hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick. That's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, the fastest growing athletic apparel brand in America is not Nike, it's Hoka.
Hoka's stock is at an all-time high because even investors will root for the underdog.
Now, this story really begins, I want to say, with the birth of your latest child, Jeff.
Dude, in the hospital, of course, I was focused on my wife, the new baby, and enjoying the moment.
Of course. Of course. But I know you had some takeaways on your mind.
I couldn't help but notice that every nurse and every doctor had the same pair of sneakers on.
And what was that pair of sneakers, Jack?
They were all wearing Hokas.
Yetis, Hoka. It is not a minimalist sneaker. This is a maximalist sneaker. It gives you like an extra inch or two of height.
You've seen Hokas before. They have huge soles, extra padding. It's a bulky running shoe.
I mean, Jack, the Hoka, it is like an Air Jordan with some junk in the trunk.
Yes, and it is not just healthcare industry wearing them. Gwyneth Paltrow, Emily Ratajkowski, Harry Styles have all been spotted by TMZ wearing these shoes.
Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Hoka kind of developed a growth hack because they started with a very small niche market.
The initial customers were expert long-distance runners.
Now, that's not a big market, but being associated with those expert runners, that's what made the brand more attractive.
Hoka was founded in the year 2009 over in France, but it was acquired by a U.S. publicly traded company in 2012.
Well, back then, only marathon runners even knew what Hoka was.
Marathon runners wanted the extra padding on their feet to protect their feet from 26 miles of pounding pavement.
But here's the problem. People who enjoy running 26 miles, not that big a market, not that scalable a market, Jack, is it?
No. So back in 2012, Hoka had just $2 million in annual sales, selling to the world's most feet-focused runners.
Okay, but in the past 10 years, what has happened to our buddies over at Hoka, Jack?
Since Hoka was acquired by Decker Outdoor 10 years ago, sales have grown by 500x.
In fact, Hoka just told us that they passed $1 billion in annual sales.
And that big round number boosted Decker's stock to an all-time high.
Yetis, we're talking about a chunky dad shoe that has become the cool, new, fastest growing sneaker in America.
Nick, for every one pair of Allbirds sold, there's four pairs of Hokas sold.
When Crocs want to get on a treadmill, they're wearing Hokas, apparently. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Hoka?
In athletics and in athletic apparel, people root for the underdog.
Now, Yetis, athletic apparel is historically dominated by the big guys, the Nikes, the Adidases, the Under Armors out there.
But their stocks are all down in the past 12 months.
And funny thing, Jack, and I noticed, it's the little guys, the underdogs, the Rudies out there who are enjoying booming sales and stock prices right now.
Another underdog shoe is On, the Swiss shoe company part owned by Roger Federer.
How are they doing, Jack?
Yesterday, they announced 69% sales growth in 2022.
I mean, Jack, check out ASICS, Skechers. What are we seeing with those guys?
Their businesses have never looked better, too.
It's hard to explain, besties, but right now, consumers seem to be flocking to the underdog brands, the Rudy brands.
In athletics and athletic apparel, people are rooting for the underdog.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. For our second story, Netflix just hit a major milestone. Netflix just passed 1 million ad-supported subscribers.
That ad-supported business is succeeding because Netflix built a customer on-ramp.
Oh, Jack, shall we travel back to last year. Last year, Jack and I were telling you that 2022 was the year that Netflix just stopped being Netflix.
Well, 2023 is the year we see if that strategy is working or not.
Yeah, bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for them.
For example, Netflix said they would never do ads.
Reed Hastings, former CEO of Netflix, said, you know what? We'll never do ads. Just not our thing. Never going to happen. You won't see it.
He said it like a million times.
Well, what's Netflix doing now, Jack?
They're doing ads.
Yeah, they're doing ads. Now they've got an ad-supported tier, and it's $7 a month, half the price of your typical Netflix subscription.
And Bloomberg just reported that Netflix's $7 a month subscription with ads just hit seven-digit subscribers.
Get these numbers. 1 million people in the United States have now subscribed to the anti-Netflix Netflix subscription.
1 million people are paying for Netflix, but with ads.
1 million people are watching Stranger Things, and then boom.
Pow.
Cheap commercial. That thing is just... What do I got to do to get you into this Chevrolet?
So, Yetis, this is the big question everyone in the media industry is asking right now.
Everyone in media is wondering, is 1 million subscribers a good number or a bad number?
Yeah, like, is that good? 1 million?
Or is that bad? 1 million. Jack, let's start with the good. Why is 1 million subscribers to Netflix's ad tier good?
Well, they launched this ad business in less than a year, which is a really fast time frame for a big company to launch a big product.
On the other hand, why is this a bad number, Jack?
1 million people is not that big. Hulu and Peacock, they have ad-supported tiers too, which are bigger.
However, it also is a good number.
Right, because one out of every 5 new Netflix users is subscribing to that ad tier. So it's a good thing they have it.
However, it's also a bad number.
How many existing customers are downgrading, going from Netflix Premium to Netflix with ads? They haven't told us yet.
Look, this 1 million number, it pales in comparison to the 200 million regular Netflix subscribers out
there. But the data is only from 2 months after launching the ad subscription tier.
So Yetis, Jack and I are adding all this up. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it bad? Is it good? And you know what we think? Kind of doesn't matter. It feels like that's besides the point.
There's one real reason that Netflix launched an ad-supported tier.
And the one real reason Netflix launched an ad-supported tier has nothing to do with selling ads or making ad money.
It's about those pesky password shares.
It's all about password sharing.
Netflix with ads is an on-ramp product for ex-password moochers.
Full disclosure, guilty. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Netflix?
Every company needs an on-ramp.
Yetis, your company may face this problem. You want to stop a customer behavior, but you don't want to lose that customer.
The solution is to build an on-ramp.
Well, Netflix has finally taken action to crack down on people sharing passwords.
Since January, Netflix has been kicking off people who don't live in the home of the main account holder.
Now, if Netflix were an unsophisticated company, that would have been it. They would have just booted out the moochers out there.
Instead, Netflix built an on-ramp too, a way for price-sensitive customers they just booted out to keep on watching Netflix.
Because this new Netflix ad tier, it isn't just a new revenue stream, it's an on-ramp for moochers.
And it is working. A majority of the ad subscribers, they are new to Netflix altogether or ex-Netflix moochers.
That is the beauty of this idea. Instead of punishing moochers, Netflix is welcoming them with an on-ramp.
Netflix built a ramp. And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The beauty of American finance, it's that your money works for you.
If you have cash sitting in an account, the financial institution should pay you for it.
Yeah, but not all do. Like some accounts won't pay you anything for your cash.
Robinhood will pay you for your uninvested cash.
In fact, with Robinhood Gold, your money will work hard for you, generating 4.15% APY, one of the highest rates.
For $5 a month, Robinhood Gold sets no limit on how much cash you can put in, and you can invest or withdraw anytime. Terms apply.
To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and get your first free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. Rate is subject to change. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is not a bank.
For our third and final story, Dole, the fruit giant company, maybe the least profitable company that Jack and I have just ever seen.
Because no matter how hard you squeeze, You're not going to get any profits out of identical pineapples.
Honestly, Jack, sometimes it is really fun when we cover companies that are older than entire countries or centuries.
Enter Dole, the great-great-grandfather of corporate fruit that initially commercialized the pineapple.
Yeah, Dole dates back to 1851 when they were founded in the Kingdom of Hawaii. Kingdom of Hawaii.
Not the state of Hawaii, not the territory of Hawaii.
No.
The kingdom.
Jack, can you whip up that early fact that we discovered about Dole when we jumped in T-Boy style?
Yeah, the guy who founded Dole, the fruit company, was the brother to Sanford Dole, who became the king of Hawaii after overthrowing the native Hawaiian monarchy in a bloodless coup back in the 1800s.
Curious what their lawyers said about that one. Interesting way to deal with regulatory issues.
Fast forward to 1922, Dole figured out how to can a pineapple. It was the first company to do so.
And today, Dole still grows and sells a majority of that flamboyant fruit.
Now, Dole is based in Ireland for tax reasons, even though Ireland is famous for not growing fruit.
They're good on the potatoes, not exactly a great fruit to sink your teeth into.
And Dole went public in 2021. They just announced earnings. Nick and I jumped in T-Boy style, and we noticed something shocking.
Here's what Jack and I found so funny about these Dole earnings. Dole is desperately trying to become a brand. Not a fruit. It really wants to become a brand.
For example, Dole's latest product line is a line of fruits sold under the brand Exotics.
Like they put some fancy fruit in a special package and then they just say, boom, the Exotics by Dole. That's what this is.
One of the fruits that they consider fancy is an avocado. So they sell avocados in a 4-pack in a box with the brand name Exotic on the box.
We thought that was strange to highlight. Another example we noticed is a little thing called Dole Whip. Jack, what is Dole Whip?
It's a fruity flavored ice cream famously sold at Disney World and nowhere else.
Yeah, like you can only get Dole Whip at Disney and it sounds delicious, but we've never had it.
But now they're going to sell the Dole Whip nationwide in grocery stores.
So Jack and I were wondering, why is Dole doing this? Why are they focused on these Dole branded fruit products?
Nick, because Dole's chosen business line, selling fruits, that faces a fundamental business flaw.
Yeah, fruit is a commodity. Like every melon is the same as every other melon out there.
One banana, two banana, three banana, four.
They're all the same banana, Chiquita or Dole.
So it's hard for Dole to justify a premium price. Why would a customer pay extra for a Dole sticker?
This cantaloupe is making me thirsty. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Dole?
You can't squeeze profit out of identical pineapples.
Now Yetis, Jack and I checked the numbers and we were shocked to see that this huge historic fruit business is only worth $1 billion.
We were also shocked. Dole may be the least profitable company we've ever covered on a story.
Now, to be clear here, Dole is profitable. Like, they're not making losses like so many tech companies out there.
But Dole's profit margin is just 1%.
Just 1%.
That means every $1 of sales brings in a penny, one penny of profit.
For a mature 170-year-old business, that's the lowest profit margin that we've ever seen.
And that is why Dole is so desperate to make its regular old avocados seem somehow special.
It's trying to differentiate an undifferentiated product.
Because you can't squeeze profit out of identical pineapples.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Hoka's $1 billion in annual sales has powered its parent company stock to an all-time high.
In athletics and athletic apparel, we root for Rudy.
For our second story, Netflix with ads has hit 1 million subscribers. Most of them are ex-moochers.
Because every company needs an on-ramp.
And our third and final story, after 170 years, Dole barely profits off fruit. So they're branding them as exotic.
Because you can't squeeze profits out of identical pineapples. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jack and me. We decided to whip up the best fact yet.
It's a fun fact about Dole, the fruit company we're just telling you about.
Yeah, we noticed it and it made us smile. Now, the largest maze in the world, it's not a corn maze in Iowa.
The largest maze in the world is a pineapple maze in Hawaii, and it's owned and managed by Dole.
We repeat, Dole, the fruit company, maintains the largest maze in all of the world, and that maze is in Hawaii.
It's verified by the Guinness Book of World Records. And if you're in Hawaii, we need a picture of this thing.
We got to see this thing, because apparently you can go in here and get lost in like 1.5 miles of zigzagging pineapple hedges. That actually sounds kind of fun.
A lot of horticulture on today's pod, by the way. Cherry blossoms, pineapple hedges. Horticulture, baby.
Yeah, pro tip, if you want to go into a maze, go into one you can eat your way out of. Yetis, you look fantastic today. And if you've got the best fact yet, and if you want to send us a voicemail of this best fact yet, Jack, what should you do?
There's a Google form. We have it linked in the episode description of this pod.
Submit your best fact yet in our Google form, and Jack and I will get your voice on the pod.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know.
We're talking to you, cherry blossoms. We're talking to you.
Talking to you, Argentina. And before we go, congratulations to the entire country of Finland, which is once again, for the fifth year in a row, the world's happiest country.
And congratulations to Brennan Jarvis, who just got a new job in San Diego.
And Alberto Garagnani has got a new job over in Berlin at Adam.
And we got a special message for Mikola and Massimo. Have a great time, because we heard you're enjoying spring break together in Palmdale, California.
And we got to wish a happy birthday to Yeti Obeyed Hockey, who's enjoying that celebration in Chicago.
And Sabrina Harpe is kicking off her Michael Jordan year right now.
She's turning 23 over in Istanbul.
Happy birthday. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Netflix, and Nick and I both own stock of Lululemon and Robinhood. And now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The pizza from that new spot down the street, it's twice as good as the old spot.
But the pizza in Tokyo was three times as good as pizza in the U.S., right, Nick?
It really was. Now, Jack, it is hard for something to be four times as good as something else, though.
What about 18 times as good.
Okay, Robinhood now offers 4.15% APY on your uninvested cash with Robinhood Gold.
For $5 a month, Robinhood Gold will offer you interest that is 18 times the national savings account average.
That's according to Bankrate as of January 25th, 2023.
No pizza is 18 times better than other pizza, but this account is 18 times better. Terms apply.
To get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and get your first stock for free.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. Rate is subject to change. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is not a bank.
Give me a Rudy, Jack.
Put me in, coach. Yeah, dude, I can tell you're getting a little anxious that I had never joined in on your chance.
I was like, how many Rudys do I got to say before Jack gets involved?
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.